central bank is expected to impose a large fine on the Bank of Ireland later this morning over the lenders' treatment of people with tracker mortgages. Bank of Ireland is the last of the main banks to be fined and reprimanded over the affair. Pádraig Casán, who's a financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board, was one of the first to highlight what was going on, and he's with us in studio. Good morning.
Morning, Rachel.
A quick reminder, first of all, what did the banks do?
They basically removed people from tracker mortgages where they had a contractual or indeed a roll two option entitlement to tracker. And when the financial crash hit the country, they became unattractive for banks and very attractive for customers. So banks felt it was appropriate to, wrongly, as has been proven now, to remove large swathes of customers from those tracker mortgages, which denied them lower interest rates during what was a very challenging economic time. A lot aligned with the state bailout of the said banks.
That's a point, isn't it? That all of this was happening at the time the state was pouring money into these banks.
Yeah, it was appalling. It became a perfect storm for those people because they had increased taxes, reduced wages, civil servants had USC imposed, public pension levies imposed, all for bailing out the banks, and then to find out many years later that while that was going on, you were being overcharged substantial amounts of money every month for a period of up to 10 years in some cases. It had a dramatic effect on those customers, particularly on families, and there has been carnage in the likes of family homes being lost, rental properties being lost, and removal of money at a time when it was needed, particularly for families who might have been able to do things that they wouldn't, that they weren't able to do because of the money being removed.
Now, the indications are that today's fine will be substantial.
Yes. Well, if we go by the banks that have already been fined, and given the numbers that were involved with Bank of Ireland, which are probably 15,000 or more accounts, yes, the numbers will be eye-watering in terms of the figures. It's more the accounts. Like, as I've said before, there's over 40,000 accounts affected across this. And behind each of those accounts is a customer or a family that have had to live with the effects of it. It's rather poignant for the customers then today. They'll hear all these massive figures and fines and hear a report. But it kind of brings back up the tough times that they had to be through. Right now, the figures as we stand are 250 million gross across the banks that have been announced. So Bank of Ireland are going to only add to that figure. That figure of 250 gets reduced by 30% if a bank accepts the findings, and all of the banks to date have accepted the findings. And we'll assume that Bank of Ireland will also, and some of those findings will be quite, upsetting for the customers, but dramatic for everybody else.
Could something similar happen again?
You would hope not. I think there's a lot of changes happening. As you said, I'm on the Irish Banking Culture Board. We're doing a lot of good work there to try and improve the culture within the bank for staff and the reception of the banks from customers' point of view. I'm kind of reminded by Queen Elizabeth's words that we need to bow to the past but not be bound by it. And I think that's the kind of view I've taken going forward. We need strong banks, we need good banks, but the culture to do what they did, I think lessons have been learned. I think the senior executive regime, the SEER campaign, will put an onus of responsibility on individuals. And I know that's an issue with regard to the broader tracker matter, that individuals haven't been held to account. That wouldn't be the case going forward. So I think a lot of the reasons for what occurred are probably wouldn't be there today. You would hope.
Yeah, and yet at the same time, I suppose we're looking at a situation in the near future when there will be even less banking competition. So maybe the fear will be there that you know, the old ways could slip back in.
It's a big concern that the numbers are going down. We have KBC and Ulster Bank leaving the market. But in terms of that going forward, I think, first of all, they're better visual from the central bank on matters, better reporting, which some of this would have been caused. I mean, Bank of Ireland, for example, did an investigation in 2011 and uncovered just shy of 2,000 cases. But they narrowed the focus rather than broadened the focus. And I think if the message was to be given to all banks, is if they think of their customers first, none of this would have happened, and all the figures that will be spoken about later today would never have occurred. And I think that should be the mantra going forward. If you're doing right by your customer, it should never happen. Easier said than done, for sure, because when the challenges come on. With regard to competition, I think, of course, it would be welcome to have other banks, but I think there are moves in that area as well with regard to the future of banking and the projects that have been put in place by the government in that regard.
Well, let's hope so. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Pori Kassan there.